hear from, I always say to people, you know, even on certain jobs I had, different managers, I said, may not like everything about that thing, but everyone has been able to impart something to me that has helped me. Those things I'd like to take, those nuggets, those things I don't want, I leave them where they are, from Elder Price to Bishop Johnson, to Elder Owens, to Pastor Boone. And all of you have put some nuggets in me to help me with me. I thank God that we do have a pastor like Elder Boone, who's really a people person. He loves people. And as we'll talk about on Tuesday night, evangelism, as we talk about the business, you know, every time we leave the church, we are evangelizing. We may not say a word to anyone, but people are watching us, seeing us. And I just had a co-worker the other day. He was asking what was I doing that over the weekend. I was telling about the Thanksgiving baskets that we had handed out. And he had remembered back in August, we had our back to school program. He told us, I said, "Wait a minute, that's a small church. But those people are always doing something." He said, "I'm going to go to that church with these days." And you know, all you can do is, as we talk Monday or Tuesday night, someone just has to plant. And so we said, someone has to do a lot of watering. And we hopefully that down the road that God will give it. Even if you don't come to model, if he doesn't go to a church, maybe he might put in his heart to go to a church and do such. So I just thank God for the ministry that my uncle has.
Amen.
For a lot of people, it may not seem like a lot, but you know, do it for the glory of God, my honor, but we do it to the glory of God. I just thank God for his ministry, for those who are working in the church, and I just pray for those who don't have desire, to give them the desire to be a part of this great ministry, because that's what it's all about, souls. And I just thank God for the teaching that we get involved, that we have that long winters. Again, thank God for Mother Hester, Mother Griffith as well, and Brother Jimmy. You know, it's a blessing that he can easily just say, "I don't have transportation. I'm just going to stay home." Just thank God that he comes out to be a part of our service.
Amen.
I'd like to give thanks to the Lord for the day of my life. To the Son of Jesus, I'd like to give thanks to him also. I'd like to thank the Lord for this day, this Thanksgiving day, and for keeping me alive among you all. Here in the congregation, in the house of the Lord. I thank the Lord for waking me up this morning.
Amen.
You know, I said to myself, I lost my mother, my brother, my oldest brother, and my youngest brother. I said, they may have wondered, they may not be with me in the presence. But you know what I gained, though? I gained a whole family. And you all, amen. I gained a brother, I gained a mother, I gained some sisters, and I gained some brothers.
Amen.
So I look at each and every one of my family. So that's why it's not so, kind of scared me to stand up and give a testimony. Because I see you all off the road. Not every day, but Sundays. I see you all today. We be having, sometime I attend Tuesday night studies. And so, y'all just family to me.
Amen.
You know, I'm not afraid to talk among my siblings and my mother. My father was around. I wanted to, you know, say some words. So that don't need me to be scared now. And, you know, now that I'm in the house of the Lord. And I have, you know, I wasn't afraid to say some words when I was out there in the world. You know, they weren't positive words, but they weren't positive, but I wasn't afraid to say what was on my mind. So ain't no need me being afraid now. House of the Lord.
Amen.
And so I thank God for everything, you know. And like I said, I thank him for my health. You know, I think that I got a sound mind. And I thank the Lord for the Sunday school too.
Amen.
my mother once told me, she said, you know, I probably said told the testimony in my Sunday school class, but we was on the phone at the time. And she said that you might go to church, go back to church without backsliding, go back to church, and you might learn something. I'm like, yeah, ma. And I just went in my room, and I said, hold on, I'm 50 years old. What kind of grown man teach me? I'm 50 years old already.
Yeah.
You know, but see, I didn't like Mother Teresa said, when I did bring that up, I had the wisdom of the world. I had worldly wisdom. I had God's wisdom. Mm-hmm. And I thank God that, you know, I don't know, like I said, I don't know it all. At least I know some things.
Amen.
You know, when I came to church, I didn't know nothing. I was saying to myself, man, I went to see y'all speak upon the lessons. I said, man, I don't know that. I didn't know that. I said, man, I don't know nothing. When it comes to the word of God, I said, I was like a little child who came to preschool. Didn't know nothing. Mm-hmm. But I thank God for growth.
Amen. Faith in the Lord.
I thank God for that. And you know, just like had gone all the way here, remember I said that was one of my associates from back, I had a phone call in the truck.
Mm-hmm.
Where you at?
In the North Pole Spit.
Okay, I see. I'm talking to the microphone. But anyway, one of my associates called and he told me to tell the church. Because he asked me where I was heading. I said, I'm heading to church, to Sunday morning church for Thanksgiving. And he told me to tell the congregation. He said, Happy Thanksgiving. So
amen.
My associate told me to tell you all Happy Thanksgiving.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
But you know, man, he was one of my friends. Look, we had a saying back then. He was one of my associates that I grew up with. We had a saying back then. If it was wrong saying, but we could say, if you're scared, go to church. You know, if you're scared, go to church. That's what I was saying was,
yeah.
I was using that, you know, member thing. But you know what? I'm glad I was trying to look it up today, but I forgot. Because that's when they came to pick me up this morning. But I hear you all say it sometimes. And I got that saying a whole lot better than what we were saying back then. So I just like to say, I was glad when they said unto me, that us going to the house of the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Give honor to God who is the head of my life, to our pastor, our assistant pastor, to all who are present here, and happy Thanksgiving to everybody. And what's the song? Every day is a day of Thanksgiving. And you know what? Every day may not be a good day, but every day has some good in it, because God is in every day. He wakes us up. He's just a good God. Even the scriptures tell us to enter his gates with thanksgiving and to his courts with praise. And there's always something to be thankful for. Even the fact that you wake up in the morning, you have activities of your limb, your clothes, and your right mind, that's something to be thankful for. If you don't have a lot of the world's possessions and things, just to have your health and strength and your mind able to take your own shower, to feed yourself, those are all things to be thankful for. And I truly thank God for his many, many blessings that he has bestowed upon me. I can honestly say I've had some heartaches and pains, but through it all, God has been good to me. And I love the Lord with every fiber of my being, and I do hope each and every one of you have a blessed and wonderful Thanksgiving.
Amen.
I just want to stand up and say that I truly agree with each and every one of you this morning, so there's not a whole lot much more I can say because everything that you said is true, and I believe in every single word that you said. And I just want to thank God for my husband and my children, my pastor, my father-in-law, who's a parent, and each and every one of the members here at my house, Church of God in Christ. You know, they, like Brother Judy said, they're like family. Believe it or not, they're just like family. And I, you know, sometimes we're going to have a little squabble, sometimes we're going to get along really well. You know, it's just like you do in your natural family. So, you know, you haven't expected anything else.
Amen.
But you got to get over it. And thank God for each one of us, you know, each of us being in each other's lives. And I just wanted to say that I thank God for my husband going through all the medical issues that he's been going through and what have you. Sometimes I'm kind of rough on it because it doesn't like to take care of itself. You know, I have to remind him of a few things. But that's all right. Then I go to baby girl over here, his daughter. And she carries on and keeps him straight. See, if I'm not getting to him, baby girl will get to him. So I just thank God for each and every one of you this morning. And just continue to pray for me as I move strong in the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Would there be another testimony? Another testimony of Thanksgiving, this Thanksgiving Day, because truly we have much to be thankful for, amen, much to be thankful for. But I truly thank God, as Brother Jimmy was saying, amen, just being in the house of the Lord, amen, because as I was traveling up here, I know many of you probably end up also, we see where others were out running and everything, amen. But I thank God for just having a mind to come to the house of the Lord and give him thanks first, amen. Before we do anything today, amen, to give him thanks, amen. Because we know, amen, we can get very busy on Thanksgiving Day, amen. With all the food, with all the family, everybody coming by visiting and everything, amen. So I want to make sure we take the time, amen, to give him thanks, amen. Because he's saying everything, give him thanks, amen. And said, this is the will of God in Christ Jesus. Amen. So that's what God wants us to do. Amen. And let's be thankful. Amen. And let's remember others. Amen. Amen. That this Thanksgiving may be a little challenge for them. Amen. But just remember them and say a prayer. Amen. Because, amen, we know, amen, that life, amen, sometime, amen, we have to be able to move on. Amen. So I just thank God for blessing me to be here, amen, in the Quad City, amen, this year, amen. And thank God for it, amen. And going to ask Sister Emily, amen, if she's prepared, amen, to sing a sermonic for us this morning, amen. And after she have rendered the sermonic, amen, the next voice you will hear will be our assistant pastor here at Mount Island Church of God in Christ, amen. All of us know that he loves God, amen. That's the one thing we know about him, amen. He loves God, and the next thing we know, he loves his family, amen. He believes in spending time with his family, amen. And I thank God for that, amen, because we see as a male, amen, having interest in other male and trying to, amen, sometimes the lessons, amen, that he tries to, amen, sure, we may not get them the first time, because sometimes we have to buy that experience ourselves, amen. We have to buy that experience, amen. But we thank God for having an age, amen, an assistant pastor, amen, someone who has gone through some things, amen, and we just thank God for him, amen, and we trust and believe in, amen, that the word that he would have for us today, amen, we'll be able to apply to our lives, amen, and we will be much better for the kingdom. So at this time, amen, we're going to ask our dear sister and my dear friend, amen, Sister Emily, amen, if she will come and lend us a selection.
Thank you. all kinds. Economy's down, people can't get enough pay. As for me, all I can say is thank you, Lord, for all you've done for me. Folks without homes living out in the streets, the drug habit, some say they just can't be. Muggers and robbers, no place seems to be safe, but you've been my protection every step of the way, and I want to say thank you, Lord, for all you've done for me. Tragedies are commonplace. All kinds of diseases, people are slipping away. Economy's down, people can't get enough pay. But as for me, should have been.
thank you for this Thanksgiving Day, this special day. We thank you for your many blessings that you have bestowed upon us now through this year. We wish you to bless these that are present on this morning. Bless those that are sick and shut in and afflicted in their bodies. We ask you, dear God, to touch Deacon Thomas' body this
day. Oh, yes.
That he might be able to go through this day and bless him right now. Bless my wife, touch and heal her body. Dear God, we ask you to bless those that are incarcerated. Bless those that have a desire to be here but cannot make it today. And these blessings we ask your son, and we pray. Amen. You may be seated in the house of the Lord this morning. I'd just like to say good morning to everyone and to all of us that have assembled here today. To give God the thanks for all his many blessings that he has bestowed upon us on this special day. We call it Thanksgiving Day.
Amen.
I had a little challenge with the traffic this morning. Maybe I should have the church to pray for me because I did get a little warmed up. I've never seen anything like this in this traffic of all the Thanksgiving days that we've been in. I couldn't get across to Harrison Street. And I almost went back home thinking I could cut over, but it was still blocked. And it was so nice to one of the fellas that blocked the traffic, the runners that let me cross. I thank you for that. But anyway, we're gonna have a word this morning. If you open your Bibles to excuse me, Psalm 95, verses 1-3, through the King James Version. Psalm 95, 1-3. If you have it, say amen. O come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him in the Psalms. For the Lord is a great God, and a great King above all gods. And say amen for the reading of the word. We just thank the Lord for the reading of the infallible written words of God. And after reading that scripture, our subject for today is God deserved all thanks. And then the second part of that, do you give God enough thanks? You know, I pondered about that myself. I wonder sometimes, do I give the Lord enough thanks? Because he had done so many things for me down through these years of my life. I guess, first of all, let me say thank you to everyone for being here this morning, for making a great sacrifice by coming out on this Thanksgiving Day to give thanks to a deserving God. I know the pastor asked me to speak about 15 to 20 minutes, I believe, by me being late, maybe I can cut that half in two. You know, when you get disturbed like that traffic this morning, it really does something to your spirit. And I was really energetic when I left home. Matter of fact, I left home early because I had planned to be the first one here this morning. But anyway, thank God we made it.
Amen.
But you know, this message for this morning is a personal reminder for everyone, including myself, that God deserves all thanks. And do I give God enough thanks? Well, thanks only mean an acknowledgement of receiving a gift. And you know, the one gift we can talk about was when God gave his son. And gifts, and the gifts also means a favor. And Jesus gave his life as a favor. And there's a benefit in giving, and we are the recipient of his giving. And all the gratitude belongs to God. Because the Holy Bible tells us in the book of Psalm 95 and 2, verses 2 and 6, to come before the presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him. Now we can do that by giving the Lord a round of applause this morning. Because God deserves all thanks. Do you give God enough thanks? Just want you to think about that for a few seconds. You know, history teaches us that the English Puritans founded the colony of Plymouth Rock. I believe it was 1692, was it? Yeah, I'm sorry, 1620, I believe. And the reason why they did that, they were a devoted group of religious people, and they protested against the English church because they wanted religious freedom. I'm not going to dwell on that too long, but I just want to, it's a point I'm trying to bring out. So because they wanted religious freedom, they packed their families, their belongings, and set sail on a ship called the Mayflower and took their journey to the New World. Well, we know that was not the New World because God created the world way before ever America was ever thought about. And that was about a 3,000 plus miles journey. And they made this journey just to serve the Lord freely. But when they arrived, they initiated and celebrated the first Thanksgiving in what is called America today. Because they were thankful to God to be free from the oppression of the English. My question to you this morning, are you free from the oppression of Satan? You can be made free before you go home this morning. So the Puritans celebrated with a big dinner. The wild turkey became the meat, and that is how we have became accustomed to have turkey on Thanksgiving Day. And that is our official bird for the Thanksgiving Day. But you don't have to wait for Thanksgiving Day to give thanks. I think I heard an amen back there. We should be able to give thanks to God every day. Every day. Because God deserves to be praised. You can praise and thank God for his grace and his mercy because God deserved thanks. I thank God for those spirited people, as history has said it, for introducing and giving thanks to God when they arrived to the New World, as they called it, because they were free from the oppression of the English church. They were very much oppressed. But if you would allow me to tell you this Thanksgiving morning, you can be made free from the oppression and the burden of sin without traveling 3,000 miles. I have two short points I'd like to make to bring to your attention this morning. Giving thanks has been known to man for centuries. Before there was an America, you will find in the book of the First Chronicles, the sixth chapter, where King David and the Levites that he had appointed to minister before the Ark of the Lord, to record and give thanks and praise to God for Israel. Point number two, you will find in the book of Nehemiah, the 12th chapter, verses 27 through 31, at the dedication of the new wall of Jerusalem, they kept the dedication with gladness. They kept the dedication with thanksgiving and with singing. And I've heard some singing this morning. I have not heard the cymbals. I have not heard this song, but I heard the testimonies. I have not heard the harps. And some of the people even got on top of the wall to give thanks, because God deserved all the thanks. Do we give God enough thanks? Well, I realize that the hour is far spent, and as I begin to bring this little message to a close, God has been good. And he is good to all of us. I have given you this morning a little spiritual Thanksgiving dinner. And I can imagine your minds are set on the natural food, like the turkey and the dressing. And we call, some people call them stuffing. The ham and the yams.
That's right.
And all kinds of dessert, the turnip greens, collard greens. So I know the spiritual food is not too much on the top right now. And you know you're going to go home and be happy, enjoy being with your family and your friends. Maybe watching a little football game. That's all right too. Because Jesus has some friends. They call them Mary, Martha, and Lazarus.
Yes.
And I'm going to close this message this morning. And if I could sing a little bit, I would sing Oh Happy Day.
Oh, yeah.
I know you don't want to hear me sing, do you?
Yeah,
go ahead. No, I'm a little hoarse this morning. That's my excuse and alibi. Because the Lord has been good to me. And I just want to thank him. Has he been good to you today?
Oh, yes.
If he begins to you, you ought to tell him, I thank you this morning. I thank you for this day. Matter of fact, I thank you for every day. You know, I'm beginning to feel a little better now. I'm feeling a little better over that traffic jam, because I know there's a blessing in serving the Lord, and there's a blessing in making a sacrifice, because he made a sacrifice for us. He gave his only begotten son, and I thank him for it. I thank him with all my heart and soul. I thank him a reasonable portion of health and strength. But most of all, I thank him for saving me one day. And I thank him for sending his son down. And he died on the cross. And he shed his blood. And I said, thank you. Happy day. Sister Emily, can you just sing a little of that for me back there a little bit? Just a little old happy day for me. As I take my seat, I solicit your prayer this morning. And I solicit your prayer because the Lord has been blessing me. And he has blessed my family. And I believe he has blessed you too. And we ask you to continue to pray for us, that we live a life that's pleasing to the Lord. And as every single little of that song, I think I'd give you back about 8 minutes. I put you back in hand of our pastor this morning, Pastor Cornelius Boone. Let's say amen for him as he comes. God bless you. Have a happy Thanksgiving Day.
Thanksgiving morning to give God thanks. Amen. Now we don't have to feel guilty about the last portion of the message. Amen. We can go and eat. Amen. Because we have had our spiritual food. Amen. So I thank God for the word this morning. And just remember, amen, as he said, amen, God deserves all the thanks. And do we give him enough thanks? Amen. And I just thank God for standing. Gracious and eternal Father, once again, dear God, we thank you for this day, dear God. We thank you, dear God, for our loved ones, for our family, for our friends, dear God, that you would allow us to share this day with, dear God. And God, we ask you to bless them, dear God, and bless everyone today, dear God, that they would give you thanks, dear God. And those soldiers, dear God, that are in harm's way, dear God, we ask for your mercy, dear God, that you will provide them protection, dear God. And God, we give you thanks today. We love you. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Once again, happy Thanksgiving.